From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. The University of Missouri Board of Curators announced its decision to fire Melissa Click on Thursday. Just a little more than an hour after the announcement was made, MU Interim Chancellor Hank Foley attended a faculty council meeting and fielded questions from faculty and staff members. Here are a few of the comments and concerns voiced by MU faculty and staff during the question-answer session. Ben Trachtenberg, the chair of the MU Faculty Council, was the first to speak.
And let me turn now to the news of the hour. Of course, Faculty Council has not had time to discuss the firing of Professor Melissa Click by the Board of Curators, much less to take any action. Speaking for myself only, I wish to state that the Board has made a terrible decision. Regardless of one's position or opinion on Professor Click's behavior or fitness for duty, she was entitled by our rules that the Board of Curators have approved, to a fair process. That she did not receive. Our next agenda item is a presentation by Chancellor Foley. Hank, you're welcome.
Good afternoon. These are momentous times, obviously, and I'm here to answer questions. I have no particular statement to make.
Here's Angela Speck, a member of Faculty Council and the Director of Astronomy.
I want to give you a little bit of different context for that video and thinking about what Melissa did. But Melissa Click acted the way she did in protection of students is not something that she should be vilified for. I agree that using an F word is possibly not most advised, but who gets to make the decision as to which words are good and which words are bad? I speak a different version of English from you, and I can say all sorts of words that would be really quite horrible. Who gets to make that judgment? Who gets to decide whether what she's saying is unacceptable or acceptable? Who gets to say that this is not acceptable? I want to know what it is I can and cannot say. I want to know what it is that I can and cannot do.
Tracy Wilson Kleekamp also spoke.
But this nonsense of talking around race has got to stop. This is proxy racism. It is bullshit. And we need to start talking about the fact that we didn't do right by our students, and that we're going to take out a professor, a white woman, who said, I'm going to protect this space for these black students who haven't been heard. That is unacceptable.
Yeah, sure. With all due respect, Melissa Click inserted herself as an ally. Some of us actually have this as a lived experience. And so I'm thinking about last year when the events happened in Ferguson. If we were protesting in Ferguson, would that have been cause that we were not acting appropriately? And I find it troubling. I'm a black parent. I've got an 8 and a 3-year-old. And I would guarantee you that every black parent whose child was at that homecoming parade at Home Quad appreciated a faculty member standing up and protecting their child. And that's not the reframing that we have come to get. And so the problem here is that we have cast someone in a role as villain, when in fact, a number of folks have viewed this person as heroine.
Perhaps one last question.
If I want a board member fired, how do I go about that? As a citizen, I don't know. How would I go about that? Because they seem to know how to fire us. Now, if I want to have them fired, how do I go about that?
I guess you would call the governor since he appoints them.
Thank you, Hank. Thank you to my colleagues who asked questions.
You just heard a selection of the concerns raised by MU faculty and staff members at the Faculty Council meeting on Thursday. This meeting took place within hours of the UM Board of Curators announcing its decision to fire Melissa Click. From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith.